Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. Dale Ewing has been in the professional modular panel systems and office furniture installation business for over 22 years. He participated in the startup and development of several independent installation service companies, including Ewing Services, a family-owned furniture installation company. Today, he's the CEO of InstallNet. This is a nationwide network of commercial furniture installation companies, an innovative service alliance. InstallNet has over 250 independent service providers all over the U.S. in 100 markets and throughout Canada. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Crofton, Maryland, is CEO of InstallNet, Dale Ewing. Dale, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
Just to lay the groundwork, what led to the creation of your company, InstallNet?
Well, it's obviously a long story. I started out in the installation business back in the 80s, and I had the installation company, Ewing Services, in the local D.C. market here. And we began to do national services for government agencies as well as other national accounts. But we were doing it the old-fashioned way of sending out a project manager from our office, somebody actually physically from our office to go out, and then we would contract out with the local labor in that area to perform the job. As we were doing this, we developed a standardized project management service process to provide consistency and accountability from job to job. And we also began to develop close working relationships with other independent installers around the country. So after a while, we realized this could be a new business and distribution model for the industry. So we began to qualify installers and recruit them and sign them up to our service alliance, and that's how InstallNet was born.
I think this would be a good time to jump off. If you would, describe or give us some sort of a tour of the company and the entire business model as you see it today.
Well, as you said, we are a nationwide network of independent office furniture installation companies, and we really have essentially two sets of customers that we say. One is the traditional customer base, which may be a dealer or an end user that is procuring the office furniture service.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is actually our alliance network, our partnership with our service providers nationwide. So we actually have a project manager in our office that's assigned to the customer, and they do project coordination with all the different installation companies around the country.
I know that you've developed a proprietary software and internet application to leverage standardization and certain other quality controls. Tell us about the process of developing this system and how it actually improved your processes internally.
Yes, we do. Actually, that was a big part of the value statement that we saw. Once we had the network up and running,
mm-hmm.
and we had the standard service process in place, we defined the standards that we wanted to see, and our service providers agreed to those standards. And essentially set the service standards in the industry for installation of furniture. We began to try to see how we can add more value to the customer and also streamline the process for ourselves.
Yeah.
I have an old background in software, and was able to piece together some of the concepts and work with programmers to basically put together a proprietary software package and internet package that allows our customers to have 24/7 access to all of their jobs nationwide.
Wow.
So they're able to log on, submit quote requests, but more importantly, to track, you know, if they have 100 jobs going on all over the country, in one place they can see the status of all those jobs and get historical reports and that type of thing.
Oh, how cool is that? Was this a difficult system to build out?
Yeah, and it's still emerging.
We
always are growing it and changing, adding new values. We just recently added a dashboard type system. When a customer logs on, they can see really a myriad of reports and graphs that show what their performance with InstallNet has been over the last, you know, up to 5 years.
Wow.
And also, we have integrated having our service providers connected. So now our service providers can log on and track all of their jobs that they have going on with InstallNet. And they can also see quality reports, upcoming jobs, and they can update the status of the jobs right online.
Are the service providers in these markets, this network of markets, are they franchisees, or what's the relationship from a business standpoint that you have with them?
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's one of the things that really separates us and makes our network really strong is that, we really look at our service providers as partners. They are all independently owned, and they have active owner participation in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for a commitment to outstanding service as the primary quality in addition to their competencies.
Mm-hmm.
So we look to develop a long-term relationship with these guys all over the country. And we actually put together conferences and have people get together, so the network continues to get stronger and stronger as we go as well.
And there's a qualitative part to this relationship you have with these operators too, isn't there? And I know you spend some energy on creating sort of this collective culture with them. Talk to me a little bit about those initiatives.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this all stems from the basic concept of having the standards and having the quality standards that everybody agrees to.
So yeah.
The idea is that we have one service nationwide that customers can count on.
Mm.
And in doing that, we've developed quality callbacks to end users. We evaluate service providers on every job, so they're able to get that feedback constantly and continue to improve their service in relation to the other installers around the country. But in addition to that, we really try to provide a community for installers. And
yeah.
So what we have done is for the last 10 years, we've had two conferences a year where we bring in our installers from all over the country, get together, do training, do best practices, networking amongst their peers. So they get to meet with other companies all over the country and discuss how they can do business better.
We're visiting with Dale Ewing. He's the founder and CEO of InstallNet, that website, www.installnet.com, InstallNet. InstallNet is a top growth company on the Entrex PCI index. How do you explain the incredible growth trajectory you've experienced? Any idea?
Well, recently, we've always grown fairly rapidly, but recently, even in this down economy, we have a couple reasons for this growth.
Okay.
One is that we've refocused our value statement to be very specific into who our main customer is. And we've determined that after looking at all this stuff, our main customer is the Fortune 1000 company. Now, we will work, partner with our dealers to serve them, but those are the companies that have multi-locations that need this service nationwide so they can have the consistency and accountability.
Mm.
The other things that we've done recently is we've opened up two different divisions. One is called Office MoveNet, which we opened up in 2007, and that's a complementary network to InstallNet that does office moves, relocations, reconfigurations, and move management.
Wow.
And then the other initiative that we're really excited about, and it's really just still getting off the ground, is our partnership and alliance with a company called Anu. And Anu is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that basically repurposes office furniture and furniture and fixtures to other organizations and charities.
Yeah.
So Anu is really it's fantastic in its timing for this economy in that it gives major companies and organizations not only a green choice but also a corporate social responsibility choice to help out their community organizations with such as schools and nonprofits and community agencies with their donations.
You've pointed a little bit to your product and service differentiators in the market. How competitive is this space, and what does make you different? I know you've hit on some of these points. Anything to add there?
Yeah, the space actually is getting more and more competitive. When we first started out, we were kind of the only independent network out there. But one of the things that made us different from the beginning was exactly that we were independent, we're a service-only network. So we're not owned or aligned with any particular dealer or furniture manufacturer. We're basically product agnostic. So we provide the high quality service. But what that does is that provides a high quality network that's not a peer-to-peer network. The traditional networks out there were dealers contracting with their other dealers around the country. But with that, you really have no quality control, and you have no means to have accountability. So it's a friendly relationship, and it works well in many cases, but there's a lot of cases where a dealer wants to have more control. And so working with an independent service provider makes sense. The other thing we already touched on once is that all of our service providers are independently owned and locally owned, so they have access to the local market knowledge, the information that they have there, as well as an incentive to provide top quality service because they are owners.
Yeah, they do have an equity position in these. From what I can tell, Dale, you actually grew this company from a single service provider location to an impressive network of independent service providers, a very large scale. How did you, simply put, how did you orchestrate this expansion and what was that process like? Sounds enormous.
Yeah, it's long term. As we said, we've started this back in the 90s, and we ran it as a division of our local installation company for 3 years, from 1995 to 1998. And during that time, we were mainly qualifying and recruiting service providers.
Wow.
And putting the whole process together. In 1998, we broke it out to be a separate entity so that we could focus solely on this concept and this program as opposed to our local installation company.
Yeah.
So we became that network at that time.
What's on the horizon for InstallNet 3, 5, 10 years out? I mean, you've mentioned you've got a 501(c) going, the MoveNet initiative. What does the company look like down the road?
Yeah, we are continuing to grow, and MoveNet, Office MoveNet, and Anu are big parts of our growth going forward because they represent new complementary markets for us. As we continue to focus on our value to multi-locations accounts, Fortune 1000 type accounts, we're looking just to continue to grow our network, but we're also in the early stages of aligning with other networks out there that also offer other commercial facility services, such as cabling and that type of thing. So we see this growing to be not only a network of installers and movers, but a network of networks so that we can all work together to serve the end user.
Very good. Dale Ewing, great to have you on the show. Dale Ewing is the CEO and founder of InstallNet, that website, www.installnet.com. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.